Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Look, you can say I'm a conspiracy nut. I don't really care anymore. COVID has taught me one thing. Well, it's taught me a lot of things, but no, there's no such thing anymore as conspiracy theories. There are just theories. And whether or not those theories can be proven true or not, and it doesn't take away the validity of the theory. Like, I'll give you a great example, the COVID lab leak theory, which to this day is still just a theory. I know it's a fact. You know it's a fact, but we can't prove it as a fact. Like, I can prove gravity's a fact. I can't prove that COVID came from a lab as a fact because they covered up all the details. They covered up all the information. Reason.com, Reason Magazine, their October issue has a great piece about Fauci, and we're going to get the author on the show. And the fact that, you know, Anthony Fauci, the nation's leading infectious disease doctor, you always have to say that by law, of course, that this guy is responsible for COVID because of all the gain-of-function research. And then the cover-up of China and the WHO, the World Health Organization, that's who, and everything went on. So we can't prove it, but we all know it's true. It's like Epstein. I can't prove that Epstein didn't kill himself, but we know he didn't kill himself. You know what I mean? That's also part of it in this day and age, is that people have gotten very good at covering their tracks. And that they cover their tracks around Kennedy's assassination, too, to a degree. But imagine how much more difficult it would have been if they had cell phones back then. My point is that there's been two assassination attempts on Donald Trump's life at this point. The one guy was able to get on a roof with a gun at a rally for the president, the former president of the United States, who's also a presidential candidate. As I've mentioned, this is unique in our American history. We have not had this in a very, very long time. We have not had a situation where a former president is running for president again. We should act accordingly. We should act accordingly, and we should not act like he's just simply a candidate. Because I'm getting really tired of this approach. You know what I mean? I'm getting really tired of this approach of saying that Trump is just like any other Republican nominee, or that he's just a former president. You're combining the two. And the first time we've had this now in well over 100 years. So, I mean, it was Teddy Roosevelt, former president Teddy Roosevelt. He ran as the progressive Bull Moose Party, different kind of progressive than the progressive kooks of Woodrow Wilson, who would ultimately win the 1912 election. Different progressive. Wilson's brand of progressivism, because Wilson is a scum. He's the worst president ever. There's a horrible human being. He's absolutely the worst, the worst, the worst, the worst. Different than Teddy Roosevelt's progressivism, but that's for another show, and I don't want to bore you with that. But my point is that was the last time a former president ran for president. So now we got a situation right now where we have a former president running. Secret Service recognizes that we have to protect former presidents. We recognize that we have to protect the two major party candidates. The minute that they win the election, they then get an elevated level of protective detail. And then when they become president, they get another level of protective detail because now they're the commander in chief. They are the national command authority and everything like this. But I think it's very obvious with Donald Trump, you have to factor all that in and say, we should just treat him like he's the president in terms of his protection. Because unlike a former president who's just out there giving speeches every now and then, but mostly just hangs out at Martha's Vineyard with his wife and his, well, the chef drowned, obviously, but, you know, but is not out in the public eye all the time. And when he does go out, there's a protective detail, but it's not the same as scheduled campaign events or unscheduled rounds of golf. So, you know, the other reason what I really think about here is that how did this guy know Trump was going to be at that golf course versus Jupiter, which is 10 minutes away? I made this point yesterday on the show, and I think it's very important. I don't hear anybody else asking this question. Mar-a-Lago does not have a golf course. So Trump had to drive, not himself, obviously, but they had to drive him in a motorcade over to his West Palm Beach golf course. But Jupiter, which is another club that he owns, is 10 minutes in the other direction. And he plays golf there all the time, too. That's where we were Super Tuesday back in 2016. That's for the night that Corey Lewandowski had that whole thing with Michelle, what's her name? How did the shooter know Trump was going to be at that golf course versus Jupiter? If it was an unplanned movement, but he was there for 12 hours waiting in the bushes, did he just flip a coin and go, well, Trump may play at West Palm, he may play at Jupiter? Both his courses, he owns both. So guy just get really lucky? Did the guy just get really, really lucky? Or how do you know Trump wasn't going to play at Doral? Now, Doral's closer to Miami, but, I mean, still, he's got a plane, he's got a helicopter, he's got a big motorcade. Or how do you know Trump was going to play golf at all? He just figured I'll just wait by the bushes and hope I get lucky and hope that Trump comes to this golf course and not the one that's 10 minutes up the road. I mean, honestly, it'd be the equivalent of somebody hiding out outside of Pine Hill in South Jersey at Trump National Golf Club in South Jersey and being like, I hope he comes here. Maybe he'll play golf today and I'll get to take a shot at him. And it's absurd to think that. It's absurd. Because you would think, well, he's going to be at Bedminster. But Bedminster's where he lives when he's in Jersey and there's a golf course there. Mar-a-Lago doesn't have a golf course, so he lives there. But he's going to go play golf, so it's a 10-minute drive to the golf course. Could have gone in either direction. How'd the guy know he was going to pick that one? How'd the guy know he was going to play golf at all? So I'm sorry, but I just refuse to just completely dismiss the idea that this guy didn't have help. And I'm not going to write it off as some member of the country club who was going to let the shooter know. They would be very, they would know that in a heartbeat. I think we have to ask a serious question of whether or not somebody within our government is trying to kill Donald Trump. Now, you could say that makes me a conspiracy nut. I don't care. Somebody in our government was probably trying to kill JFK. I think reasonable people can conclude what the House Select Subcommittee on the Assassination of John F. Kennedy concluded in 1978, that there was a probable conspiracy to kill the president within forces within our government. Now, you can call all those members of the House of Representatives conspiracy nuts, or you can say that maybe there's something to that. And the fact that the CIA has still not released all the documents to this day kind of confirms that point. Now, I know that my friend Gerald Posner disagrees. He wrote the book, Case Closed. He's convinced it's Oswald and Oswald acted alone. I'm not convinced. And I won't be until I have all the evidence. It's how my mind works. I need all the data. Give me all the data. What are you hiding, CIA? What are you keeping from me? Now, it's very likely that somebody within our government wants to see Donald Trump dead because he represents such a threat to so many different forces. And that the reason why we won't know that is the same reason why we won't know definitively that COVID ever came from a lab. Because the people are very, very good at covering up their tracks. If it was a disgruntled club member at West Palm Golf Course who just was tired of paying hundreds of thousands of dollars a year to golf there, but was doing so on the off chance they might be able to help a would-be assassin who's hiding in the bushes if Trump goes to golf, and they're thinking, you know, I'm going to stay a member here and pay these exorbitant fees. I hate Trump's guts. So that hopefully one day, maybe I can aid in an assassination of him. They would know that by now. And you'd have a club member in handcuffs as being part of this plot to kill Donald Trump. But if it's somebody within the government, you won't know that. And we may never know that. And that's also part of the problem. And this guy, there's too many red flags in my mind with this guy. He's talking to the media all the time, going to Ukraine. It's very reminiscent of Oswald going overseas before he killed Kennedy, allegedly. I'm just saying, there's a lot of parallels here that make me very nervous. And rightfully so, Eric Trump is nervous too. But the fact that Mayorkas comes out and says he's got approximate level of protection as Donald Trump, listen, or as Joe Biden, is infuriating to me. He lists all these reasons why the threat levels have increased. I got news for you. We've always had threats against presidents. We've had more than one president assassinated, as you know. And we've recognized that for various reasons, people sometimes just like to do these things. If they're not motivated by politics, they're motivated by celebrity. But I think what we realize for the most part is that they're usually motivated by politics. Certainly John Wilkes Booth was. So why doesn't Trump have the same level of protection that the sitting president of the United States of America does? Here's Eric Trump. He was out with Megyn Kelly. He was supposed to be on our show, too. We had a technical difficulty getting Eric, but we'll get Eric back on the show. But this is what he said today. Cut number five.
There's only so many kind of, you know, proverbial lives that you have before. Guess what? You don't get so lucky. He got incredibly lucky. And Faith was definitely with him, 5 weeks ago. But it's only so many times you get lucky. And this isn't funny anymore. I mean, and I just want everybody to understand they are trying to kill him, Megan. They are trying to kill him. And it's one of the things that drives me crazy when you see Kamala on the debate stage. You know, this man's a threat to democracy. There's only one person that they're going after, and they're going after him viciously. And they've gone after him in every single way. They've gone after him legally. They tried to impeach him. They tried to take him off the ballot in states. They tried to take him off the ballot in Colorado and Maine. They've gone after his family. They've gone after all of us thousands of times. You know, Megan, I'm probably the most subpoenaed person in the history of the country, and I've never done a damn thing wrong. They've done everything they could. They've weaponized, you know, the judicial system, DAs, AGs. They've gone after him civilly. And now twice in 5 weeks, as we approach 50 days, away from Election Day, they've tried to kill him. And they will stop at absolutely nothing. They are trying to kill him, Megan, and it's deeply scary. And we government better do a good job protecting him. Sometimes I worry that they're not.
Of course they're not. Of course they're not, because they don't want to protect him. I mean, that's the bottom line. They don't want to protect him. Yes, fair point. Grover Cleveland, too. I was talking about modern times, but yeah, Grover Cleveland also ran for president again. Thank you, Mike Foran. There's always this audience. Nothing gets by them. I appreciate that. Very, very smart. Smartest audience ever. But we've, as a country, have not had in recent times, it's been over 100 years since we've had a former president run for president again. And since then, obviously, we've had a lot's changed in terms of presidential security. I think the Kennedy assassination changed everything, don't you think? I mean, there was an attempt on Gerald Ford's life by the nutbags in the Manson family twice. There was an attempt by a guy to crash a plane and kill Richard Nixon. We know about John Hinckley, obviously, killing Reagan. These are people that were not... It was different. I mean, the Manson girls, John Hinckley, whack jobs, the guy with the plane, whack job, the guy who took a shot at Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who wound up killing the mayor of Chicago, right? I think it's what happened in that assassination attempt. I'm not like an expert in presidential assassinations or anything. And then who was the guy that got stabbed, Matt? Who was the president that got stabbed because the guy didn't get a job? You remember that one? He got stabbed to death by a disgruntled employee. You remember that? Who was that president?
I know the story. I don't know.
I read the book on it, too. Was it McKinley? Yeah, it was McKinley, right? McKinley was stabbed to death, right? No, it was both. He was shot. Yeah. Wasn't there a president that was stabbed, too?
I know the story you're talking about. I don't remember which president it is. Give me one second. I'll look it up.
I think maybe it was Teddy Roosevelt stabbed? So I feel like somebody was stabbed.
Teddy was shot. Yeah, survived, though. He wasn't president at the time. I think he was running.
Well, we've had a lot of crazy stuff that would happen. Actually, I'm going to pull up a list of presidential assassination plots. Here we go. Let's see.
Was it Garfield?
Oh, maybe it was Garfield. Yeah, maybe it was him. Yeah, he was, was he the one that was, how was he killed?
I think he was shot, but I do believe it was a former supporter who was disgruntled because he didn't receive a cabinet position. Obviously, he was out of his mind insane and was never going to receive anything.
Yes.
But I think he was shot.
Yeah, Charles Guiteau, a disappointed and delusional office seeker. shot Garfield at the Baltimore and Potomac Railroad Station in Washington. The wound was not immediately fatal, but an infection caused by his doctor's unsanitary methods in treating the wound killed Garfield on September 19th. Due to his brief tenure in office, historians tend to rank Garfield as a below-average president, though he earned praise for anti-corruption and pro-civil rights stances. And then we had, and McKinley was shot by Leon Sagalitz, an American laborer and anarchist, who shot him, and the president then died on September 14th after his wound became infected. So there we go. But we've also had events we don't know about, obviously, because, you know, they don't always publish the ones that we don't know about. These are the ones that were kind of successful, but Andrew Jackson was the first president to experience an assassination attempt when Richard Lawrence tried twice to shoot him in the east portico of the Capitol after Jackson left. That, huh? But I think you can go back in time and you can think about all these things and think about how the protection of presidents has changed since John F. Kennedy's assassination. And then after 9/11, they started treating it even much more differently than they ever did after that. But now we're in a situation where, for the first time in over 100 years, a former president of the United States of America is running for president. Former presidents get protection. The major party presidential candidates get protection. And those two forces combining here for Donald Trump, plus the fact that you've got everybody on the left saying he's Hitler and he's a threat to democracy and everybody else. Yeah, Roosevelt ran for president in the 1920s, so he was campaigning in Milwaukee. Yes, Jackson beat his would-be assassin with a cane. That's badass right there. That's pretty badass. that you know what I'm saying? Like, some guy takes a shot at you and you beat him with a cane. Awesome.
Guy fired twice.
Yeah.
Misfired both times, and in between the first shot and the second shot, Jackson started pummeling him with a cane.
That's amazing. That's cool. Awesome. While campaigning in Milwaukee, Wisconsin on October 14th, 1912, John Schrank, a saloon keeper from New York, who was stalking Roosevelt for weeks, shot Roosevelt once in the chest with a .38 caliber Colt Police Positive Special. But he survived, obviously. And they say the reason why is because he had it was his speech, which was in his jacket, along with his metal glass case, stopped the bullet and saved his life.
That's crazy.
Isn't that something? Now, there was also a plot to kill Lincoln, and I read a book about this, too, where there was a guy who was stalking him on his train tour to go to D.C. to become inaugurated. And the whole story about how the Pinkerton Detective Agency wound up foiling that plot in Baltimore, that was a fascinating book. I read that book years ago. But at the trial, the would-be assassin claimed that William McKinley had visited him in a dream and told him to avenge his assassination by killing Roosevelt. He was found legally insane and was institutionalized until his death in 1943. So obviously, a couple nutbags here, no doubt about that. But definitely, Jackson beat him severely with the cane. I mean, kicked his ass with the cane. That's what Andrew Jackson did. He just beat the crap out of the guy. That's impressive. Lawrence was found not guilty by reason of insanity, confined to a mental institution until his death in 1861. Well, you know about Lincoln, obviously. But Lincoln, there was a conspiracy to kill Lincoln, too. I mean, John Wilkes Booth did not act alone. We know that. I think that when you've got the Democrats are still ratcheting up the rhetoric, here's the White House fembot, Karine Jean-Pierre, today. Today, I mean, hours after the assassination attempt, days after a second assassination attempt on Donald Trump, doubling down on him being a threat to democracy. Take a listen.
Just to clarify, so sure. You're saying that the president and vice president believe that former President Donald Trump should be toning down his rhetoric?
So I'll say this. President Biden has been clear-eyed about the threat that the former president represents to our democracy.
He's still a threat. Yeah, Julius Caesar was stabbed. Maybe I'm just confusing Julius Caesar with the presidents. Thank you, Marcus Aurelius. Let me read some tweets. Marcus Aurelius, McKinley should have used Neosporin on his wounds. You know, that's the thing. I mean, if they only had Neosporin back then. Or just freaking Dial hand soap. I mean, how many lives could have been saved? Am I right? Brian Taft tried to assassinate Kamala Harris with softball questions. Very good. Brian Pfeiffer, I think John Wilkes Booth stabbed someone in a struggle after shooting Lincoln. I think that might be accurate, actually. That's true. That may have happened as well. It's just, you know, I mean, times have changed, but it's almost impossible to think this could happen in the year 2024. And you go back and you look at Dallas and you go, all right, clearly that was ridiculous to have that car make that turn at 11 miles an hour and the windows open. And you're just giving the guy a shot. And you look back and you go, I mean, what were you guys thinking, right? Kennedy's open air. You'd already had an attempt on, well, I mean, Roosevelt, that motorcade was shot at. I think the guy who was not actually trying to kill Roosevelt, but nevertheless. But you don't keep a president's out in the open anymore. Reagan walks into a hotel and he gets shot by John Wilkes Booth, John Hinckley. So then you decide we're not going to let presidents kind of walk out in the open anymore. You start making all these adjustments. 9/11 happens. Then we say we're going to set up these massive bubbles around presidents. But in the year 2024, we had a guy get a shot off at Donald Trump at a rally where he was able to climb on top of a roof with a gun. And this guy's able to hang outside the president's golf course for 12 hours unnoticed. And the president just happens to then go and play golf there. On an unannounced, unplanned, spontaneous movement. Oh, that's an interesting fact. Alexander Graham Bell invented a metal detector to find the bullet in President Garfield. Wow.
It didn't work. But it wasn't the metal detector's fault. Evidently, they had Garfield sitting on a bed with metal springs, and no one thought to move him.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Man. It's like metal detectors at the beach. Those things, they never work.
Has anyone ever found anything interesting with a metal detector at the beach?
I'm sure somebody. I think Opelka does that in his free time. He just walks around with a metal detector on the beach.
Do you find anything good, though? I feel like it's old cans and stuff.
Why do you think he still has to fill in on radio shows? Because he hasn't found anything good. So, yeah, I'm just pointing that out. So I think that you have to approach Trump as the president of the United States. I mean, obviously, he's not the national command authority, and so we recognize that. But nevertheless, he could be again, and you have foreign state actors that want to kill him. Iran has openly said that. So give him the full, complete package, not approximate level, as Mayorkas said, but you give him the absolute package that would then protect him like the president of the United States of America would be protected. I just don't think they want to. Because I think there's forces that want to see him dead. I do. I mean, I obviously there were people that wanted to see Lincoln dead. There were people that wanted to see John F. Kennedy dead. I don't equate those assassination attempts with Manson and with these other nutbags who, you know, tried to kill presidents in the past. Those are bigger plots. I mean, those were two plots, in my opinion. Well, first of all, it's not disputed that the plot to kill Lincoln was a conspiracy plot involving multiple people and, you know, prominent forces and money forces in Canada and New York City. I mean, that's all historical record. We can debate the Kennedy thing. I just refuse to accept the idea that Lee Harvey Oswald was just acting alone. Maybe I will one day when the CIA releases all the documents. But till that time, it certainly seems like it was a all hands on deck effort. There's no reason to doubt that there could be forces within our government working to stop Donald Trump. I don't think you should just doubt that. I think you'd be foolish to doubt that. They've tried to stop him in many different ways. And remember the scene in Godfather when Kay says to Michael Corleone, the difference is that presidents and senators don't have people killed. And he said, now who's being naive, Kay? You know what I mean? Like, who's being naive here? There's just too much money at stake. You're talking about, you cut off this war in Ukraine. You're talking about $150 billion that just try. You don't think that's worth killing somebody over? Honestly, come on. You know, it just don't be naive. I don't think we are. I think we get it. You know, we understand this. It's our Spidey sense, our Fugazi sense. It's the Jersey Philly thing. It's, you know, it's just we know that we know what people are capable of doing. We know what powerful interests are capable of doing. And they don't think about it in the same way that you and I do. You know what I mean? Like for them, sending people to go fight in a war, knowing that they're going to get rich, their conscience is not bothered by that. Why would their conscience be bothered by taking out a president who would stop a war? That was the whole premise of the theory behind why they killed Kennedy. And I don't know if it's true or not. None of us do. We all have our opinions on this, and everybody can debate their opinions freely. But the thinking goes that Kennedy was not going to commit to Vietnam, and so they took him out. If there's merit to that, you understand why. It's because there's a lot of money to be made. War is very profitable.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For a lot of people, and that's your motivation right there. And so there's certain people that don't, their conscience doesn't bother them if they're going to make billions of dollars off of sending people into war or building missiles and weapons that were going to be used in war. I'm not trying to say like when Iron Man came back from the cave and then had this moment of conscience, we need weapons manufacturers. We need people to build bombs. I'm not suggesting we don't. I'm just simply saying that throughout the course of history, we know, and we're looking at world history, civilization, the history of people and humanity and governments, there are powerful people who don't really have a problem with killing other people to maintain power or to achieve power. Like my conscience, you know, if I'm 5 minutes late, I feel guilty. I was raised by Mama Zioli. She's made me feel very, very guilty. I would have a problem killing somebody to just assume power. There are other people that don't have that problem. We know that throughout history. We know that. Civilizations have shown that. Kings, dictators, presidents, complexes have assumed, maintained, and ultimately abdicated power when other people then took them out by force. It's the nature of humanity. I mean, it's, you know, we create governments to restrain the worst impulses of humanity because we have a tendency as people to want to go out there and by any means necessary, take over and control things. Certain people do. So we try to put in guardrails against that. Our government was created for that power, for that reason, you know, like, I mean, we toppled the king who was a dictator. We toppled the tyrant who believed in using force to maintain his power and maintain his control. This country was founded on that premise. Like, literally, we had a bunch of people in Philadelphia drank way too much beer and decided they were going to have a revolution because they couldn't stand the fact that this guy would do anything he could to stay in power and was just taking away people's freedom and rights and guns and everything else. And they were like, the hell with this. You know what I mean? And then there were plots to kill the founding fathers. Of course, you know that. There were many efforts by the British military, the British government, to take them out. You don't think there were targets on the backs of Thomas Jefferson and John Adams and all the other guys? Of course there were. So I'm just saying, I think we got to not be naive here. And until we can definitively say that Donald Trump has presidential level protection, we should all be very, very concerned for his safety and his life. I am, for one. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. But again, I'm a student of history, so I know what people in power are capable of doing because I've paid attention in history class. That was the only class I paid attention to, really. Math, not so much. Science, not so much. So I couldn't tell you the physics and the dynamics of all these various different things. But I do think it's badass that Andrew Jackson beat a would-be assassin with a cane. I think that that is the coolest thing. I mean, come on.
If the Zeoli Army takes away anything from today's show, it should be that Andrew Jackson, kind of a badass move there.
Guy takes two shots at him. The gun misfires both times. And he's like, that's it. You mother. And Like, I wish to God there were cameras back then to capture Andrew Jackson and pummeling this guy with a cane. You mother. You know, you think he went all Samuel Jackson on the guy?
It wasn't even his cane. He took it from another guy. He was that upset.
Give me that cane. Boom. Starts beating the crap out of the guy. Oh, man. That's the best thing I've heard all day. I want to do, you know, they have that Drunk History podcast.
Oh, yeah. I don't think they have that anymore. I think it's done.
Well, we should recreate that. A bunch of guys smoking cigars and bourbon talking about Andrew Jackson grabbing a guy's cane to beat the crap out of his would-be assassin. Pummeling the guy so bad. Like, he didn't just hit the guy with a cane. He, like, beat the crap, like, Batman style on him. He went medieval on his ass. You know what I mean?
It's pretty cool. That's a pretty cool move.
I'm just saying. Listen, we're going to be back at the Grand Hotel of Cape May on October 11th. I'm excited. I hope you'll join us for it. Cape May is absolutely beautiful in the fall. You're going to love the show on October 11th. It's also Columbus Day weekend. So we can do it Italian style, too, and have a great time. Cape May is so much fun in the fall. You'll love it. And you should book your stay today at my happy place. I know it'll become your happy place, too. That's the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, from September 29th through December 21st. The Grand is offering a fabulous midweek stay. If you stay two nights, you're going to receive $100 in resort credits. Stay three nights, get $150 in resort credits. Stay five nights, get $200 in resort credits that can be used at Hemingway's Restaurant for food and drinks or at the gift shop. The Grand offers guest rooms, suites, and townhomes equipped with a kitchenette, and they have two huge heated pools, one outdoor and one indoor as the weather gets nice and cool. Also a hot tub as well. The Grand is an amazing place for you and your spouse for a romantic getaway or the entire family. Game room for the kids, restaurant on site, and so much to do in Cape May. I'm telling you, you will not be disappointed. So book directly with them for the best rates. Book your stay today by calling 800-257-8550, 800-257-8550, or visit them online at grandhotelcapemay.com. You're going to love it there. Mark your calendar. I'll see you there October 11th for our next live show, Friday, October 11th, at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey.
The Zeoli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
I'm not going back to mornings, right? Please, God, no. Please. Please, no. Never again. What's the special announcement? Do you know what it is? They don't tell us anything around here.
I don't know. Greg never mentioned anything.
I have no idea what they're talking about.
I'm clueless. You could be going back to mornings for all I know.
No chance. None. Zero. No. I like afternoons better. I'll tell you why. Because all the news breaks in the middle of the show constantly, all the time. And you know my attention span. I can't concentrate, so this is good for me because it all just keeps happening. So it moves like this show. It's like a pickleball game. You know what I mean? Really is.
I like afternoons because I don't like getting up before 10 a.m.
Yeah, you're unbelievable. I'll send you a text at 7:30. I don't get a response till 10:30 in the morning.
There's no way. Why would you even bother to send it at 7:30? You know I'm not going to be awake.
It's true. It's a true story. I'll give you an example here. Ready? This morning at, let me see what time it was. Let's look back. I got to scroll back because DeSantis is a vampire. Let's see. Actually, yesterday's a better example of this. So I sent you a text yesterday morning at, let's see here now, 7:02 a.m.
It's about when I went to sleep, I think.
Okay. I got a response at 10:50 a.m.
That's not bad, actually. It could be later most days.
Yesterday, 7:24 a.m. Any luck with Brett Weinstein and Matt Whitaker? 10:50 a.m. I'll email Weinstein's assistant again. Whitaker is at 5 p.m. tonight. So that was, somebody do the math here for me. 4 hours later?
Well, it's a pretty good response time for me.
I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Why'd you even send it so early? You knew I wasn't going to be awake.
Well, because I'm up. I'm doing breakfast with the kids. I'm packing lunches, walking the kids to the bus stop. You know what I mean? Got to do all those things. So I think about it. I'm like, oh, I wonder if this, you know, we should. I wonder, hey, Matt, what's are we getting Alina Haber back on the show? And then it just crickets, hour passes, second hour, third hour, fourth hour. Do we want to listen to Diddy's attorney right now addressing the press?
I'm kind of interested, if I'm being honest. I don't know if I'm in the minority, though.
It's a fascinating story about how this guy was able to pull off, I mean, all these allegations all these years, and they finally just arrested him. But let's take a listen to his attorney right
now. Looking forward to this day. He's been looking forward to clearing his name, and he's going to clear his name. And we're going to stand by his side as he does. We believe in him wholeheartedly. He didn't do these things. This was a 10-year relationship. There's no coercion. There's no crime. There's basically just, you know, someone who brought a civil case and now is finding themselves as a witness in a criminal case. And we're going to fight this case with everything we have, as is he. And eventually he's going to be shown to be innocent. And so tomorrow we fight again, and we'll fight every day until we don't have to fight anymore.
Why did the pain happen last night instead of today as planned?
I don't know. The question is, why did it happen last night instead of today? I don't know the answer to that question. I just want to make one point very clear. We have no power. All we can do is show good faith. He got on a plane and he came here. And if he stayed here for one day before the case started, or for one year before the case started, he was going to stay as long as he needed to stay. It ends up being only 12 days. That's fine. That's what the government wanted to do. The government didn't want him to turn himself in. He came here to turn himself in. Why doesn't the government want him to turn himself in? Because then they can't ask for detention. So they go and they arrest him. They arrest a guy who came to New York to turn himself in. But we are going to make all these points again tomorrow, and we'll make it as much as we can until we get him out. So that's all I have.
Tomorrow.
Wait, what was the question?
No bail.
We're appealing. No bail. He's detained.
We're appealing it.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're appealing the decision to hold him without bail.
When's the next court appearance?
Tomorrow at 3:30.
Tomorrow at 3:30.
Same place.
There's not much going on with this. Let me just, in case you're curious of what the charges were. So I listened to the press conference and they announced the charges. There's really, I mean, just a lot of charges here. So he was arrested by Homeland Security agents in New York City as a federal sex trafficking investigation with Diddy here. Federal agents raided the rap producer's home in Los Angeles and Miami in May as part of the sex trafficking probe. Distressing footage of Diddy assaulting his ex in a hotel hallway was released earlier this year. He'll be held without bail. And the ruling was made after a nearly two-hour-long hearing where prosecutors and Combs' lawyer argued over whether he should be jailed until he faces trial. I wanted to go on here to get some of the specifics and some of the there's just a lot of breaking news around this, but they found bags of pink powder that may be ecstasy in his hotel room last night. He apparently kept witnesses in his pocket, according to federal prosecutors. They say that he kept witnesses in his pocket to influence them in his favor. He got one witness recently to debunk a new sex abuse lawsuit from last week. And there's a whole bunch of things here regarding his alleged victims. I mean, the way he would use people. And they want to keep the guy locked up for a lot of different reasons. 50 witnesses in the sex trafficking case against Sean Diddy Combs. They have vast amounts of electronic evidence against him that powerfully demonstrates his guilt in a sex trafficking case. They've interviewed 50 victims and witnesses, many of whom say they either saw or experienced Combs' abuse. They also seized electronic evidence. So they think they got the goods on this guy. And, you know, a lot of this has to do with emotional, physical, and sexual abuse of his victims. He would force people to partake in sex acts. And this has been going on allegedly since 2008. The fact that they just got him now is amazing. Mandatory minimum of 15 years behind bars, up to life in prison in the sex trafficking case. Sex trafficking over state lines. Sex trafficking by force, fraud, or coercion, a charge that comes with a mandatory minimum sentence of 15 years imprisonment and up to life in prison. Also, racketeering conspiracy, where he faces a maximum of life, and on the charge of transportation for prostitution, he faces 10 years behind bars. In addition to that, he once paid $46,000 to cover damages to a Manhattan penthouse after one of his freak-off sex sessions. Don't forget, this dude got the key to the city by Mayor Eric Adams back in a couple months ago, over the summer, I think. Mayor Eric Adams of New York gave the guy the key to the city. I got a question. How come Alvin Bragg wasn't investigating this guy instead of investigating Donald Trump? The freak-offs were a sex trafficking ring orchestrated by Combs to lure female victims into his orbit under the pretense of a romantic relationship. Three of Combs' kids supporting disgraced rapper in court, one of the headlines here. And 50 Cent is trolling him, saying, "I don't have 1,000 bottles of lube at the house." Oof. Don't you think it would have been nice if Alvin Bragg, the district attorney in Manhattan, had focused possibly on Diddy? These allegations were out there. There were people who were terrified of this guy. He had people held people at gunpoint, and he was using all kinds of intimidation things. He beat a victim who tried to escape one of his freak off sex sessions. He bribed hotel security with stacks of cash. Allegedly beat one female victim during a freak off session who tried to leave a hotel in March of 2016, and then tried buying off a security guard with a stack of cash. He was captured on video striking, kicking, and dragging a woman in the public area of a hotel before a hotel security staff member intervened. Combs then tried to bribe the guy with a stack of cash to ensure his silence. But he turned down the bribe, and he contacted other staff members. This is 2016. But the rapper had already spoken to other employees at the hotel who were in contact with the victim to cover up his alleged assault and prevent the incident from being publicly disclosed, according to court papers. The swanky New York City hotel billed Sean Diddy Combs extra because he destroyed the couch and sheets with oil, according to ex-workers. So a lot of this happened in New York City under the jurisdiction of Alvin Bragg, the prosecutor, but he had no interest in going after this guy because he was too busy focused on Donald Trump, Stormy Daniels, and a non-disclosure agreement. Think about that. He drugged female victims with ketamine and ecstasy and gamma hydroxybutyrate, GHB, and then forced them into his sick freak-off sex sessions with male prostitutes, according to prosecutors. I should have said earmuffs. I'm sorry. I should have warned you if the kids were in the car. He allegedly arranged, directed, and took matters into his own hands, and then electronically recorded all this. The victims were given drugs so they could continue to engage in the freak-offs despite fatigue, physical and emotional exhaustion, and pain. They found two AR-15s in his bedroom closet in Miami. Now, look, let's understand something. Yes, a lot of these charges are federal, but a lot of these crimes were committed in New York City and the state of New York. Yet neither the Attorney General of New York, Letitia James, nor Alvin Bragg, nor Alvin Bragg's predecessor, Cyrus Vance, decided to ever go after Diddy. These allegations have been going on for years. So he was given the key to the city last year. He gave it back. He gave him the key to the city on September 15th, 2023. But we know that there were allegations that were around even back then. But then it was back in May. Brutal footage surfaced showing the rapper assaulting his ex-girlfriend, Cassie Ventura. And then the administration then was considering rescinding the award. But Combs gave it back ahead of time. So it shows you the prosecutorial priorities of the city of New York and the state of New York. Does it not? How many victims could have been saved from this monster? Alleged monster. Obviously, innocent until proven guilty. But how many victims could have been saved from this guy if they had focused on him instead of Stormy Daniels, a non-disclosure agreement, and Donald Trump? Don't forget, the state of New York and the city of New York both went after Trump. So, and we talk about this all the time. I mean, criminals roaming the streets in New York. It's like a Mad Max hellscape, New York City. And it really is. But those are their priorities. Ed's in Del Ran. Ed, my man, what's going on?
Richie Oli, you're always on track, so I love to call you back, my man.
Appreciate the rhyme.
Let me tell you something. You are so dead on when you think somebody in the government setting him up, because twice now, and then you got a guy hiding in the fence line for 12 hours, and no one knows he's there. How did this guy know where Trump was going to golf? After, you know what I mean? That he could wait 12 hours ahead of time for him to show up at a golf range. You know what I'm saying?
100%.
There's definitely, hey, and wait, I'll go a step further. First, they try to bankrupt him and his family, and then they try to imprison him. When none of that works, then they try to freaking kill him. It's going right down the list.
Yeah, man, you'd have to be an idiot to just write that. I'm not saying that I think the government is definitely trying to kill him. I'm saying you can't rule that out. You'd have to be an idiot to rule that out.
It ain't just the government. There's someone in the government, and then you got.
Well, I think so. Totally, it certainly looks that way. Somebody's helping out here, don't you think?
And then, Rich, you got a totally incompetent government at the top with these two nitwits, Kamala and Joe Biden, and they covered up his whole cognitive decline. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. What do you think about Diddy, Ed? Is Diddy going down or what?
I hope so. He sure deserves to, because the stuff you're saying, it's unbelievable.
Disgusting, right?
Yeah, he's as good as that other guy that supposedly hung himself in jail and when the cameras were off.
Yeah, Epstein. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Jeffrey Epstein, who didn't kill himself, did not kill himself.
Yeah, how convenient that everyone looked the other way and there were no cameras on when it supposedly happened.
Ed, thanks for the call, buddy.
I'll tell you.
What?
Lots of corruption in government, my friend.
Always. And people in government want to maintain power at all costs. And they have killed their enemies in the past, and they'll do it again in the future. Thank you for the call, Ed. If we know nothing about history, we know that. I told somebody yesterday, okay? And this is the big story of the day, brought to you by my buddy, Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, VanariA, VanariaDental.com. Now, my wife is the most level-headed person you will ever meet in your life. You've met her, Matt. You know Bridget. She is level. She doesn't even listen to this. She hates the show. Hates it. Hates me. Hates the show. She's
got great taste.
Most level-headed person in the world. I was talking to her about this last night, and she said, oh, there's definitely a mole inside trying to kill Trump. Like, even she thinks it. You know what I mean? She's the least person to ever believe a conspiracy theory. And she thinks I'm nuts half the time. And she's like, oh, there's definitely a mole inside trying to kill him. That's my wife said that. Most level-headed person I know. Hates me, the show, hates everything I stand for. I'm just kidding. She tolerates me on some days. I did make one hell of a good Parmesan-crusted chicken today before I left for work.
That's pretty good.
That was really good. Actually, I did. I took Parmesan and panko breadcrumbs. I put mayonnaise on the chicken on both sides, and I put it through that little ringer with a couple spices on there, and then you air fry that baby up tonight. This is about the time of the show we start to get hungry. We start talking about food. If you follow the show, you know this is about the time.
Did you use avocado mayo?
No, I used mayo because I'm a man.
No,
I'm a real man.
I just wanted to fire you.
You and your freaking elitist Harvard mayo, avocado mayo.
I don't eat avocado mayo. I just know you hate it.
DeSantis likes avocado mayo on a brioche bun. I don't know. You should, your man card, you should have to turn it in and never get it back.
I don't eat avocado mayo.
On a brioche bun. You heard him. The mascot of Harvard just admitted it right then and there.
That is the mascot.
Unbelievable. All right, we got a lot to get to. We got the 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock hour. Thank God this is coming to an end. Thank God.
For a split second, my God. Like, oh my God, wait, it's
terrifying. So 3 hours left, no, just two. Thank God. All right. Well, we got a big 5 o'clock hour coming up, including 30 minutes of nonstop talk brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. The Democrats are at it again with their talk about Trump being a dictator. They're doubling down. Actually, they are doubling down on this. In New Jersey, they are looking to go after the fossil fuel industry for climate reparations. And story from the Washington Examiner by Selena Zito, Josh Shapiro's new automatic voter registration is benefiting Republicans by a 2-to-1 margin. That's some great news for Pennsylvania and Trump's chances and Dave McCormick's chances of winning this November. I'm going to share that with you at the top of the hour. You're going to want to hear this. It's going to make you feel good. Plus, new polling out of Pennsylvania as well. But what's interesting about the polling is that they're both showing essentially the same thing. This race is tied, which I give advantage to Trump based on how Trump supporters were undercounted in 2016. So I actually think Trump is doing better in Pennsylvania than the polls reflect. I'll give you my thoughts on that as well as we continue along the show. But, you know, when it comes to your home, peace and protection are paramount. It matters. Your home, where you live, it matters so much, right? You want to make sure that your home's in great hands. That's why I choose and have chosen all these years and will continue to choose Emmons Roofing and Siding. Emmons is your go-to contractor. Your home will not only look stunning from the curb, will also be energy efficient, secure, and ready to withstand the elements. With Emmons, you know you're getting top quality materials and the finest craftsmanship in the area. So, whether it's a durable, lifetime warranted Owens Corning roof that stands up to severe weather, siding that keeps your home insulated and looking sharp, or new windows that blend functionality with style, Emmons has you covered. And because Stephanie and Matt know that times are tough for many people, they're offering each and every one of my listeners an inflation relief discount of 10% off roofing, siding, and Anderson windows. Check out their website at emmonsroofing.com. Upgrade your home today with confidence. Use the company that I've used in my home, the company that I trust so much, Emmons Roofing and Siding, E-M-M-O-N-S, Emmons Roofing and Siding. Make sure you tell them I sent you. They're going to do a great job for you. They know how important you are to me, and they will make sure this job is done right, and you are pleased. They serve Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore, and a 10% inflation relief discount. Trust Emmons, EmmonsRoofing.com.
Rick Cioli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh,